It's been more than a week since stores were looted and burned in Baltimore, and people are wondering how the city will overcome the economic consequences. WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports on the immediate repercussions, as well as the optimism that the investment will come.
Newly built homes line the north side of the 600 block of Baker Street near Pennsylvania Avenue, not far from the site of last week's riots. Kelly Little, the former executive director of the Druid Heights Community Development Corporation, says it took 10 years before they could break ground on those homes.
And it wasn't so much that, you know, people were being difficult and didn't want to sell. It was the abandonment. We had houses that had no roofs, no rear walls, that there was just no one to negotiate with.
That was before the corporation got financing for the project. The corporation is now looking to build 21 more homes on the south side of the block. And Little says he's confident the financing will materialize despite the recent turmoil.
I really see this as an opportunity, and hopefully if, you know, our leaders and not only government but the private sector, the foundations and everything will get together and really focus, and opportunities will be created.
Carol Leggio, finance professor at Loyola Selinger School of Business, said she too is hoping government and private sector leaders come together. She adds they should focus on small businesses, not just the big names.
This is a tipping point moment for Baltimore. We're at the point where we've had a bad event. We know nationally it hasn't been a favorable view of Baltimore. We have the resources here to address it.
Leggio said strong economic development groups such as the State Department of Business and Economic Development, the Economic Alliance, the Downtown Partnership, and the Greater Baltimore Committee should come together and make sure the right investments are made.
That we actually put the resources to the best possible use to address the systemic problems that we're having in some of the communities in Baltimore.
She said she is encouraged by businesses like CVS, which paid its employees even though they couldn't come to work because two of its stores had been torched and committed to rebuild in the city. She also hopes other companies emulate CVS's commitment.
I hope what the CVS's and the other businesses see is that they are important to this area and they redouble their effort and put more businesses downtown.
Richard Harris is deputy director of Group Ministries Baltimore, the Community Development Corporation in Greater Rosemont, which operates a program that performs home repairs in the community while teaching job skills to ex-offenders. The group also has rehabbed homes, but on a smaller scale, 3 in the last 5 years. Harris is also optimistic that investment will come to the city.
It has to come. It has to come. They can't leave the city, at this part of the city, vacant like it is currently. They can't leave it like that.
He adds the community has the resources to redevelop itself.
They're the ones that are going to make it work. If it's going to work, it has to be the community.
From Greater Rosemont to Druid Heights, community leaders are seeing this as an opportunity to attract the investment that other cities affected by the 1968 riots has seen that seem to have bypassed Baltimore. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.